The Reality Engine. In 1941, Alexander Hrenikov published a paper that would reshape human civilization.
Working at MIT, the structural engineer proposed dividing complex structures into simple elements, solving each element's behavior, then assembling the results into a complete solution. He called it the framework method, but history would know it as finite element analysis, the mathematical foundation for simulating physical reality. Hrenikov couldn't have imagined that his framework method would eventually predict everything from nuclear weapon explosions to the aerodynamics of Formula One cars. By 2024, every product touching human life, from the smartphone in your pocket to the bridge you drive across, exists first as a collection of mathematical equations solved by descendants of his original insight. Computer-aided engineering represents humanity's most ambitious project, building a digital twin of physical reality where products can be designed, tested, and optimized without ever existing in the physical world.
It's simulation eating everything, one finite element at a time. The Pioneer's Battlefield. The early days of CAE were dominated by titans with MIT pedigrees and defense contracts.
In 1970, three professors, Hibbett, Carlson, and Sorensen, left Brown University to commercialize their nonlinear finite element research. Their company, HKS, would eventually become Abacus, the gold standard for complex structural analysis.
Their timing was perfect.
The aerospace industry, reeling from catastrophic failures in early jet aircraft, desperately needed tools to understand structural behavior under extreme conditions.
Boeing's 707 program had suffered multiple wing failures during testing, each costing millions and delaying certification. Traditional hand calculations couldn't capture the complex interactions of swept wings, pressurization loads, and dynamic vibrations.
Abacus changed everything. For the first time, engineers could model complete aircraft structures, applying realistic load conditions and predicting failure modes before building prototypes. The software's implicit solver architecture, designed for stability over speed, became the reference standard for nonlinear analysis. When Dassault acquired HKS in 2005 for $413 million, they weren't just buying software, they were acquiring 35 years of material modeling intellectual property. The academic fortress Abacus's dominance in academia created a self-reinforcing cycle. Universities chose Abacus for research because it could handle the most complex problems.
Students learned Abacus, then demanded it at their employers.
By 2020, 80% of engineering PhD programs used Abacus for dissertation research, creating generations of engineers who considered it the only real FEA package.
This academic dominance paid dividends in credibility. When the FDA needed to validate medical device simulations, they chose Abacus as the reference standard.
Nuclear regulatory agencies worldwide accepted Abacus results for reactor safety analyses. The software's reputation for conservative, reliable results made it the engineering equivalent of a Swiss bank account, boring, expensive, but absolutely trustworthy.
The Solver Wars. While Abacus dominated nonlinear analysis, other companies carved out specialized territories in the expanding CAE universe.
The fundamental choice between implicit and explicit time integration methods created lasting divisions in the simulation world. LSDYNA, the crash test dummy's best friend Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory's LSDYNA, emerged from nuclear weapons research, where understanding high-speed impacts and explosive detonations was literally a matter of national security. The software's explicit time integration scheme excelled at transient dynamics, crashes, explosions, and other violent events where traditional implicit methods failed.
The automotive industry embraced LSDYNA with evangelical fervor.
Car crashes happen in milliseconds, with shock waves propagating through structures at the speed of sound.
Implicit solvers, designed for steady-state problems, couldn't handle the discontinuous nature of metal tearing and plastic deformation during impact. Ford's adoption of LSDYNA for the 1996 Taurus redesign marked a watershed moment. For the first time, crash performance was optimized before building physical prototypes.
The simulation-driven design process reduced development time by 18 months while improving crash test ratings. Other automakers quickly followed, creating a global arms race in crash simulation capability. The technology's most dramatic demonstration came in 2003 when LSDYNA simulations predicted the Columbia Space Shuttle's destruction with eerie accuracy. NASA's engineers had used the software to model foam impact scenarios, but management dismissed the results as overly conservative. The tragedy validated simulation capabilities while highlighting the human challenges of trusting virtual results over intuition. ANSIS, the consolidation machine. ANSIS Corporation's strategy was brutally simple: acquire every specialized solver technology and integrate them into a unified platform. Their shopping spree began in the 1990s and continues today, creating a simulation conglomerate that touches every engineering discipline.
The acquisition of CFX brought world-class computational fluid dynamics capability. Ansoft added electromagnetic simulation for the growing electronics market. LSDYNA's acquisition attempt failed, but partnerships ensured compatibility.
By 2020, ANSIS offered solutions for structural, thermal, electromagnetic, and multiphysics problems under a single software umbrella. The strategy's brilliance lay in workflow integration.
Real-world problems don't respect academic boundaries. Aircraft engines experience structural loads, thermal gradients, and electromagnetic effects simultaneously. ANSIS's unified environment allowed engineers to couple different physics domains, solving multiphysics problems that were impossible with standalone tools.
SimCenter, Siemens Unification Gambit. Siemens 2016 SimCenter rebranding represented more than corporate marketing, it was a direct challenge to ANSIS's acquisition strategy.
Instead of buying disparate technologies and forcing integration, Siemens built unified simulation governance from the ground up.
The approach's first major test came at BMW's Munich headquarters, where 40,000 annual crash simulations were drowning engineers in data. Traditional approaches required separate licenses, databases, and workflows for each simulation type.
SimCenter's unified platform managed everything from initial mesh generation to final report distribution through a single interface.
The productivity gains were immediate.
Simulation setup time dropped by 60% as engineers could reuse geometries, materials, and boundary conditions across different analysis types.
More importantly, simulation quality improved as standardized workflows eliminated human errors that plagued manual processes.
The meshing minefield. Behind every successful simulation lies a mesh, the geometric discretization that converts continuous structures into discrete elements. Meshing represents CAE's most persistent challenge, balancing accuracy against computational cost while maintaining geometric fidelity.
The mathematics are unforgiving. Doubling mesh density in three dimensions increases element count by 8 times, making computation exponentially more expensive.
But coarse meshes miss critical stress concentrations and failure modes.
The art of meshing lies in placing density precisely where it's needed while maintaining computational efficiency elsewhere.
Altair's Hypermesh Revolution. Altair Engineering's Hypermesh transformed meshing from black art to industrial process. Their preprocessor could handle massive assemblies with millions of elements, automatically generating meshes that balanced accuracy requirements with computational constraints.
The software's most impressive demonstration came during the 2008 Beijing Olympics, where Bird's Nest Stadium's complex steel framework required detailed structural analysis. The structure's 42,000 individual steel members, connected by 12,000 joints, created a meshing nightmare.
Traditional approaches would have required months of manual mesh generation and resulted in models too large for practical analysis.
Hypermesh's automated algorithms generated an 18 million element model in 72 hours, capturing every geometric detail while maintaining solution tractability. The analysis revealed stress concentrations that would have been impossible to predict using simplified models, leading to design modifications that improved both safety margins and material efficiency.
Adaptive remeshing, the holy grail, the ultimate meshing solution, adapts automatically during analysis, refining regions where errors are detected while coarsening areas where precision isn't needed. LSDYNA's adaptive remeshing capability, originally developed for explosive forming analysis, represents the current state of the art.
The technology's most dramatic application came in additive manufacturing simulation, where layer-by-layer material deposition creates constantly changing geometries.
Traditional fixed meshes couldn't handle the topology changes as new material was added. Adaptive algorithms automatically generated new elements for deposited material while maintaining solution continuity. Metal 3D printing companies embraced adaptive mesolation for process optimization.
build orientation, support structure placement, and thermal management strategies could all be optimized through simulation before printing expensive prototypes. The technology enabled first-pass success rates exceeding 90% for complex titanium aerospace components. The visualization revolution. CAE generates vast quantities of data, stress tensors, temperature gradients, and displacement fields that exist in multiple dimensions across time. The challenge isn't computation but comprehension. How do engineers extract insight from terabytes of numerical results? The breakthrough came from gaming technology.
Graphics processing units, originally designed for rendering realistic explosions and character animations, proved equally capable of visualizing stress concentrations and fluid flow patterns. NVIDIA's CUDA parallel computing platform transformed simulation visualization from overnight batch processes to real-time exploration.
ANSIS Discovery Live, the interactive revolution ANSIS Discovery Live's 2017 launch seemed like a marketing gimmick, real-time FEA using gaming graphics cards. The demonstration showed stress analysis results updating instantly as load conditions changed, like a video game with engineering physics. Skeptics dismissed it as pretty pictures unsuitable for serious analysis. But the technology's impact on design workflows was profound.
Traditional CAE required hours or days between design changes and analysis results.
Discovery Live compressed this cycle to seconds, enabling interactive design optimization that was previously impossible. Engineers could explore hundreds of design variations in the time previously required for a single analysis.
The paradigm shift was psychological as much as technical.
Simulation became a design tool rather than a validation step, integrated into the creative process rather than bolted on afterward.
Young engineers, raised on interactive gaming environments, adapted quickly to real-time simulation workflows that older practitioners found disorienting. SimScale, cloud-based democratization. SimScale's web-based simulation platform represented CAE's democratization movement.
By moving computation to cloud servers and visualization to web browsers, they eliminated the hardware barriers that restricted simulation to large corporations and research institutions.
The platform's breakthrough came in startup environments where traditional CAE software costs exceeded entire product development budgets. A drone manufacturer could perform complete aerodynamic optimization for the cost of a single ANSIS Fluent license.
Formula student teams ran sophisticated CFD analyses on laptops, competing with professional racing teams using million-dollar wind tunnels. The disruption wasn't in computational capability. Cloud resources could match traditional workstations. The disruption was in accessibility. SimScale's pay-per-use model meant students, entrepreneurs, and small companies could access industrial-grade simulation tools without capital investment. By 2023, over 100,000 engineers were using cloud-based CAE platforms, creating a new generation comfortable with remote, browser-based workflows.
The digital twin ecosystem.
The convergence of CAE with IoT sensors created the digital twin revolution, simulations that continuously update based on real-world performance data. This wasn't just improved modeling, it was the birth of self-aware products that learned from their own behavior. GE's Jet Engine Intelligence. General Electric's Jet Engine Digital Twins represented the technology's most sophisticated implementation. Each engine contained over 5,000 sensors measuring temperatures, pressures, vibrations, and chemical compositions throughout flight operations. This data streamed continuously to cloud-based finite element models that updated component stress predictions in real time.
The impact on maintenance was revolutionary. Traditional scheduled maintenance replaced components based on flight hours, regardless of actual condition.
Digital twin-driven maintenance replaced parts based on predicted remaining life, optimized for each engine's unique operating history. The result, 70% reduction in unnecessary maintenance while improving safety margins through condition-based monitoring. More profoundly, digital twins closed the design feedback loop.
Lessons learned from in-service engines automatically influenced future designs.
The LEAP-1A engine, powering Boeing 737 MAX and Airbus A320neo aircraft, incorporated design optimizations discovered through digital twin analysis of previous generation engines. This evolutionary design process compressed traditional development cycles from decades to years.
The predictive maintenance revolution. Caterpillar's digital twin implementation transformed heavy equipment operations from reactive to predictive maintenance.
Mining equipment operating in remote locations could now predict component failures weeks in advance, allowing scheduled maintenance during planned downtime rather than catastrophic failures that shut down operations. The technology's most impressive demonstration came at a Chilean copper mine where a massive excavator's transmission was predicted to fail within 72 hours. Traditional maintenance would have waited for actual failure, causing 2 weeks of downtime and $2 million in lost production. Digital twin predictions allowed proactive replacement during a scheduled weekend shutdown, maintaining continuous operations. The neural network invasion. By 2023, machine learning had infiltrated every aspect of CAE workflows. Neural networks, trained on millions of simulation results, could predict structural behavior faster than traditional finite element methods while maintaining comparable accuracy. Google's SimNet revolution. Google Research's SimNet announcement in 2022 seemed like academic curiosity using neural networks to solve partial differential equations. But the implications for CAE were profound. Traditional finite element methods discretized continuous problems into millions of small elements. Neural networks could approximate solutions directly, eliminating meshing requirements and reducing computation time by orders of magnitude. The technology's first major deployment came in additive manufacturing process optimization. Traditional thermal simulation of 3D printing required millions of elements and days of computation time to predict distortion and residual stresses. SimNet's neural network approach reduced computation time to minutes while maintaining accuracy sufficient for process optimization. Aerospace companies quietly began integrating neural PDE solvers into design workflows. Airfoil optimization, previously requiring thousands of CFD analyses over weeks, could be completed in hours using trained neural networks. The technology remained experimental, but its potential to democratize complex simulation was undeniable. The future of physical reality. As quantum computing, artificial intelligence, and advanced sensors converge, CAE is evolving from simulation tool to reality engine. The boundary between physical and digital worlds continues to blur as digital twins become more accurate than physical measurements and neural networks solve equations faster than traditional methods. The next frontier lies in multi-scale simulation, connecting quantum effects and materials to structural behavior in complete products. Understanding how atomic-level defects influence fatigue crack propagation could revolutionize material design and structural optimization. The ultimate goal remains unchanged since Hrenikov's 1941 paper, Understanding Physical Reality Through Mathematical Modeling. But the scale of ambition has expanded exponentially. Today's CAE engineers don't just simulate products, they simulate entire manufacturing processes, supply chains, and product lifecycles. The digital twin of reality grows more comprehensive each day, one finite element at a time. In this parallel universe of mathematical perfection, every product exists first as equations before becoming atoms. The future belongs to those who can navigate both worlds with equal fluency, translating between digital predictions and physical performance. The simulation revolution isn't coming, it's here, hidden beneath the hood of every car, embedded in the wings of every aircraft, and woven into the foundations of every bridge. Physical reality has been eaten by simulation, one equation at a time.